Blamey America tonight, the name of this show. You're always welcome to throw in your two cents. I don't care about your political stripes, left of left, right of right, undecided, sick of it all. I feel ya on the sick of it all part. And I always say this is why I started America Tonight, why I jumped into this, because of the frustration, frankly, that I felt over what was happening in the country. The lack of action coming out of D.C. A lot of talk, a lot of big promises, but very little delivery on those promises. We had switches. We had some switches happening in the midterm elections. Big, big, big plans and big promises. And now a lot of that might blow up on the Tea Party because you have only so much that can happen in the House. The Senate, when it comes to the budget, hasn't moved in the 40-some days, really. Now we have 7 days left, and we still don't have a balanced budget. This goes back 6 months. 6 months and nothing. Just these Band-Aids, these extensions. How do you run a business? How do you run a country that way? You couldn't run a business that way. You could, but then usually what happens is everybody scatters like rats. They jump off the ship if they can, if they can find something else, because they're worried that the place is going to go down. The rumors start, and people start to send out their resumes. So, you know, we could have a government shutdown. It's kind of 50-50. I talked to a Republican strategist today for a few minutes, and because I'm really trying to gauge whether or not the government would shut down. And he said to me, you know what, 50-50. 50-50. I'm like, what kind of answer is that, 50-50? And he said, because I'll be in one meeting, I'll hear one conversation, I'll step in and watch what's going on, and then I'll have another phone call later in the day and I hear something completely different. That pretty much sums up what happens on the Hill. There was a lot of conversation over alternatives when it comes to energy. The president, in fact, had a big moment at Georgetown where he gave a speech that centered around the future and energy. People are upset. 23 cents gasoline has gone up in the last 2 weeks. A barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange was over $106. If you've filled up lately, you know you're paying more, especially if you have one of those big gas guzzlers. And even if you have, I don't care, you're driving a Honda, Toyota, whatever you're driving, you're still paying more. And you see it. You know, you stand, unless you're in New Jersey and you don't have to pump the gas, and then but you still feel it because you got to pay for it. But when you're standing there and the click, click, click of the numbers goes over and you keep looking and you're watching and, you know, you saw the sign. I mean, it said 360, but you're watching and then the reality hits you. Whoa, what am I paying? $45, $50, $60. What am I paying to fill up? John Boehner had this to say about energy and some of what Obama had to say at Georgetown.
Why would he be so enthusiastic about Brazil exploring its natural resources while the administration does everything in its power to block energy production here at home?
Yeah, and that's something that we've talked about here on America Tonight, all the help for the Brazilians, and yet in the Gulf, the moratorium, how that dragged on, the permits, et cetera, the process of going through that. Initially, before the oil spill, the announcement that, oh, yeah, there's going to be more, we're going to allow more to be built. So that moratorium's lifted, let's see it, all the way down from the East Coast, all the way down, and that was capped off, and Boehner has a point. And a lot of those workers are trying to jump on with other teams because nothing is happening. And it is very curious about going to Latin America, helping the Brazilians while our own people drown. Let's go to Charlie in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, Kate? Sorry that I missed the nail the score. I was really trying to get out, but we worked overtime here at the plant and couldn't make it. But go Cats, and you're more than welcome to come down after Monday night and wear your Ohio University shirt and enjoy the party.
There you go.
And I'd like to second of all, say, well, about what you're speaking about, I don't really think that we can blame the Tea Party, because as long as they stand their ground, sooner or later the Democrats or the free spenders will have to come around if the government shuts down and talk and mediate some of these excessive spending bills.
Oh, yeah. I'm not blaming the Tea Party. What I'm saying is that the Tea Party, now they're seeing that, this shift isn't going to happen overnight because we have there's new people that we voted in, but they're only one part of the equation. You have two chambers in the House and the Senate, especially, even though there's some people like Rand Paul elected by the Tea Party, there's still a lot of people that think the opposite way. So that's part of the problem.
But you're absolutely correct there. But sooner or later, if the government shuts down and the people realize, we all run the budget here. And be it living on $200 a week or not, we all have a budget. And sooner or later, everybody's going to have to understand that we can't run these deficits. Our country, when we're paying 30% of what they take in interest payments, we can't keep doing that. And sustain anything. So as long as the Republicans hold their ground on just the spending, I'm not talking about anything else, but get the deficit down, hold their ground, they're going to have to give in. Yeah. And before I get off, I want to tell you, I'm sorry I missed it, but a happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that. Funny side note there. Sorry you missed Nail the Score, too, working that overtime, but the overtime is important. I'm glad you got the overtime. I'll tell you a quick funny story about that. My birthday was March 30th, and my mother told me that she had to push me out. I mean, if she had a bang, whatever, bang on her stomach, push it all the way down, push me all the way down, whatever it was going to take, I was not going to be born on April Fool's Day, so that I would have to go through life with people trying to pull pranks on the whole birthday thing. You know, the April Fools it's tough. I think it's tough to play pranks on April Fools because most people have their guard up versus if you're a person who pulls pranks any other day of the week. So you got to be really good to pull that off anyway. But she always tells that story, and I think it's funny. She said she couldn't have been more ecstatic. She didn't care how much labor she had to be in between the 30th and 31st. As long as it was before the first. So thanks, Charlie. Appreciate that. And I'll tell you, I said I thought Kentucky was going to win it, and I think it's going to be a close game. The people in Connecticut, and we have people listening to us, great people listening to us in Connecticut too, they feel pretty proud of what's happened with Jim Calhoun's team and how far they've gone. I mean, they were just wasted heading into the tournament, and they, I think, went a lot deeper than most people gave them credit for. But you really could say the same thing about Kentucky. I don't know that too many people, some people did, but I don't think too many people really picked them in the brackets. A lot of people had Ohio State. A lot of people had Duke to win the whole thing. A lot of people had Pittsburgh. A lot of people were thinking Pittsburgh was going to go somewhere. And look what it's come down to. That's the beauty of the college hoop finale, the finish, the big dance. Because it's anybody's guess as to what's going to happen. Cheap movie reviews around the bend.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
No attorneys to plead my case, no obvious to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true, but diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm troubled down, I turn my life down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm troubled down.
Certainly I know you're not going to go to the movies on Saturday night, at least most of you listening to me, but you might go catch a matinee, right? It's the great escape. Movies are the great escape, and all of us have some, I think, all of us have some form, genre of movie that we like, whether it's the chick flick to make the woman happy, the wife, the girlfriend, whatever. Or maybe you just like chick flicks, although you wouldn't admit that. Or maybe you like spy kind of stuff. Or buddy movies. Or you're taking the kids to the 3D movies. I'm iffy on... I have to admit this on the air. I'm iffy on the 3D thing. The 3D gets on my nerves. To have the glasses on your face the whole time and the stuff flying out at you... I don't know. I guess I'm kind of getting desensitized or used to it or whatever because of taking my nephew to the movies. But I'm not like great about the whole 3D thing. I just don't. It's just to me, it annoys me. Unless there's the movies, it makes sense. You know, where something comes out at you. But I've done this where I've seen the movie where it wasn't 3D when it came out on video. And I liked it better, so I think I just don't like the 3D thing. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to sell it to me and tell me I just don't get it or I'm not hip enough or, I don't know, or whatever. They're even selling, I've told this a couple of times, when I've gone to my local movie theater, and some of you might have seen this wherever you're listening to me in your own backyard. Of course, there's always opportunity. Now we have 3D. The movie companies are making a lot of money off the 3D thing. They know that really the younger people, when I say younger, like, 9, 8, 10, whatever, all like the 3D thing. So now you can have your own glasses. You don't have to have the ones that they hand you at the box office. You can buy your own super cool pair that you carry around with you, which I think, can you imagine? You're a guy. Guys have wallets, and you're going to, bring your 3D glasses. You're going to be some 19-year-old, and you're going to be walking around with your 3D glasses in your in your pocket when you go to the movie theater. Yeah, have fun with that. Have fun explaining that on a date. I don't think any young girl is going to think that's cool. Oh, let me get my 3D glasses. Okay, so opening this week is a movie that you might have seen little snippets of because Jake Gyllenhaal seems to get a lot of attention. And the movie is called Source Code. Take a listen.
At 7:48 this morning, a bomb exploded on a train outside of Chicago, killing everyone on board.
What is my mission?
A secret program called the Source Code will send you back in time to relive the last 8 minutes of a passenger's life on that train. Find the bomb, and you'll find the bomb.
What would you do if you knew you had less than 8 minutes to live?
I'd make those seconds count. Welcome back.
I was unable to find the bomber.
We've been informed there'll be another attack in 6 hours. If you find the bomber, the next attack can be prevented. As always, you will have 8 minutes.
It's the same train, but it's different.
You kind of freaked me out.
I want to go back in. I'm going to save her.
You can't. It doesn't work that way.
Christina is dead.
Try and stop me.
Sean!
Get back!
Source Code.
All right, so Source Code, you get the idea. Going back 8 minutes in time, try to find the bomber, pretty much spelled it out there. We don't know all the interesting little twists and turns, however. If I told you there was a movie called Cat Run, what do you think Cat Run would be about? Listen to this snippet.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here comes the action, man.
Oh, my God!
She wanted it! She promised me!
No!
What did you do?
I survived. That's what I did.
Go to the back.
Now! Something is not right here.
That's why I just make the headlines.
It's very bad people want her found before she can make a sound.
I have your hard drive, okay?
I'll find you. I'll find you by the PA.
What do we know about her?
We know she's smart.
And how do we know that?
Because she's still breathing.
Who are you guys?
How are you two involved?
How do you fit into all this?
We're private detectives.
I'm sorry.
Why does everybody have that reaction?
I need to know where she might be.
I'll tell you what I know.
There's always the possibility that you might lie.
If I see that girl on TV in anything other than a body bag, I will bury
you. They're going to find you. We need to get you out of here fast.
Hello. The money will be in your account tomorrow. Helen's done with this.
Helen was a good soldier.
You're bringing someone else here.
You're some kind of terrorism specialist?
I like this guy.
We are the only people who know what's on that hard drive. If we don't find it and expose it to the world, then we're all dead.
To sex you up, tick tock, you don't stop all night.
All right, so if you didn't catch that, what the deal is it's a high class escort that they're trying to protect and find out about. So the one guy's wanted to be a chef, his best friend, thinks about women all the time. Oh, this has an interesting twist, doesn't it? What guy doesn't think about women all the time? So, anyway, they've got a case. They're detectives. And their first case is to protect this high-class escort who is Paz Vega, if you know who she is. Christopher McDonald is a couple of interesting names, anyway. I think this is probably going to be a rental. Trust is our last movie of the weekend. Check this out.
These are definitely for a clothing company, right? So why isn't anybody wearing a shirt?
Who are you talking to?
I'm chatting, Dad. My friend Charlie from California. He's a junior and plays volleyball for his high school. He's smart and really funny. He's encouraging. He's sweet. And he thinks I'm beautiful. Hi, Charlie. Where are you? I'm sitting on a bench just outside.
Annie?
We can be there for each other when we do fall down to pick each other up.
All right, so in this case, it's a 14-year-old girl who is seduced by an internet predator three times her age. She only knows him as the name Charlie, so the family is obsessed. The father is furious. Ooh, this might be too much like real life. It sounds like that NBC show where, to catch the predator. So anyway, she goes into therapy. She doesn't want to talk about being victimized. You get it. What's interesting is directed by David Schwimmer. Remember him from Friends? Clive Owen is in it. Catherine Keener is in it. You might recognize some of those names. This also might be a good rental. It also sounds like a very depressing topic. You know, I think this one, I would probably have to wait for the rental situation. Source code might be your best bet. By the way, if you check out any of these movies, please call us up next week and give us your cheap movie review after you've gone and seen it so we know whether we should avoid it or not. Give it an A, B, C, or D. You can send it to us also at americatonight.net.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, can you imagine walking across, a street in the Bronx and seeing that in your path was an Egyptian cobra? Yeah, topping odds and ends. Pretty venomous those cobras are.
But missing it. Cobra!
Can we hear that again?
Cobra!
Oh, I would have screamed twice as loud as that. Yes, indeed. Missing from the Bronx Zoo, finally found. It was gone for a week. How does that happen? This is a 24-inch snake. That's what I was saying before. 24-inch snake. And where they found it, it was coiled in a corner of the reptile house, about 200 feet from where it escaped. It was in a holding cage outside of its exhibit, and where there was pipes and equipment and all that stuff, and the cobra is alive and well and didn't get anybody. And I just can't even imagine having an altercation with a cobra. That would be pretty frightening. I'm not a snake person. I was thinking this today. I was thinking about this cobra today. I was jogging through a little park, and no kidding, I saw a water moccasin because there was a little stream, and I saw a water moccasin. Of course, nowhere near me. It was in the water, but I thought, that reminds me about the cobra. The snake, certainly, I'm sure the snake stories are going to be like fish stories. It's going to get bigger, and did you see, and wasn't it down on Fifth Avenue? Who knows? It's going to be an urban legend deal, really, because it certainly captivated the people in New York. The zoo folks said, look, the snake never left the reptile house. It's just been crawling around in an off-exhibit area. And so now it's secure. Yes, it was venomous, and yes, you know, there could have been some terrible thing that happened, but it didn't happen. So now check this out. because of all the attention the cobra is getting, the zoo is talking about having a naming contest for the cobra. let's see. What could you name the cobra? Got any good names? I know someone at that zoo. If anybody has a good name, send it to me at americansnight.net, or you can hit me up on chat if you go to the website, too. And I, when I get up tomorrow, I will send those names. Like naming babies, only this one's more venomous. Babies throw up, cobras kill you. And here's what somebody from the zoo had to say about the cobra. Check it out.
She was found in a non-public off-exhibit area, which is what we expected. And right now she's resting comfortably and secure in the reptile house. It was a coil sort of secluded in a dark corner, just almost exactly as how we would have predicted.
Yeah. Okay, secluded. That's the good news, because if there had been a kid or there had been an accident, can you imagine? And really, all I know about cobras are what I saw in Indiana Jones when they play the little doo-doo-doo and the cobra dances around and, yeah. No, I'm not good. I'm not good with the snake thing. I know some of you probably have pet snakes, but I don't get it. In fact, if you have a pet snake, like one of those boa constrictors, I want to hear about it. Call me. 800-259-5791. I don't get the allure of that whatsoever. So we move from the cobras to something I don't understand either, although I hear when you do it, it's better than anything in your life. It's better than sex. It's better than the best meal. It's better than anything you can imagine. Now, what, in me saying that, what automatically are you thinking about? Were you thinking about skydiving? Two guys in California died after they collided in an accident. They were free-falling about 200 to 300 feet before they hit the ground. This happened in Riverside, California. I know a bunch of people who have done the skydiving thing, and they say that. They say it's like nothing, any feeling in their entire life. It's like nothing they have ever done. I could not do it. I could not skydive. I just don't think I could get out, even if I had tandem jump, whatever. I don't think I've done some crazy things. I've taken huge risks in my life, but I don't think that I could, I mean physical risks, but I don't think that I could do that. I really don't think I could get into the edge of a plane and push myself out. I don't think so. So sadly, this happened at a skydiving school. They, of course, were pronounced dead. They fell. How did they crash? They crashed into each other. It was a mid-air collision. They're trying to figure out how it could have happened, what it was, where they ended up tangled and slammed into each other. And when you hear about stuff like that, it has to make you, I mean, it just has to make you think, wow, is this something, when I think of extreme sports or something that I could get that incredible kick out of, could I ever do this? And the answer is I couldn't. Could you do that? Could you push yourself out of that plane and get that feeling? It's sad. It's sad for these two guys that somehow they ended up slamming into each other. Wow. Crazy. Well, the name of this segment, of course, is Odds and Ends, and that means we talk about a whole bunch of different things. We mash it all up, and that's part of the charm, I think, of America Tonight anyway. And one of the things that also caught my eye a long time ago when this first happened, and we've had people on, we've had various lawyers on, we had somebody involved in the case, and we've talked about this. Remember the Duke lacrosse guys that were accused of rape? Well, this story isn't over. A federal judge is actually allowing the three lacrosse players who were falsely accused of rape to pursue a civil lawsuit against the North Carolina County prosecutor and also the police investigators who handled the case. The U.S. district judge who heard this ruled that they can pursue the claims as this is what they would pursue them as: malicious prosecution, concealment of evidence, fabrication of false evidence. And then there were other claims, but they threw them out. But those are pretty big ones. There's three big ones to hang their hat on. They could have a real shot at this, at doing some damage. And Reed Sigelman, Colin Finnerty, and Dave Evans were the three guys, and their names were plastered all over the place. They were indicted by a grand jury in Durham back in 2006 on charges of rape, kidnapping, and sexual offense. And remember, what happened is some women came to the frat house, or to a house where they were dancing for the players, and then it turned into kidnapping, rape, and whatever. And later, the North Carolina Attorney General dropped the charges and said the players were innocent victims of a rush to try to accuse them. And what's also interesting about this story is these three guys really did. They got hung out to dry. And they kept, you know, saying how innocent they were, and some of their families were talking about it and saying how it was ripping them apart, because getting tagged with the possibility of being a rapist and doing this, and, I mean, there were just, you know this, there were tons of stories. If you say Duke Lacrosse, this is the interesting thing. And the Duke Lacrosse had a good team, but it's not about the team. If you say to somebody who pays attention to what's going on in the world anyway, if you say Duke Lacrosse, automatically their mind goes to that story. So really, bravo for them to file this suit and get some justice of their own. Al Sharpton and others were very quick to go down to Raleigh, North Carolina, hold press conferences, talk about how awful it was and how wrong this was and all the issues in North Carolina. But now, and after this happened, and after the DA said, no, there's nothing, you know, after the Attorney General, rather, said, no, there's nothing here, and dropped the charges, then it didn't matter. There was nobody that was there standing for the players to say, wow, bummer, wrong, rush to judgment, that's wrong. See, this is what can happen. There is another side to this. Al Sharpton, yeah, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, he was down there protesting over it and whatnot and very vocal about this case. None of them turned around and said, geez, you know, this is just too bad that it turned out this way. And the evidence, it looks like the evidence was tampered with or whatever. But no. Uh-oh. And that's crazy. And it's taken, look how long it's taken. 2006 for these guys. 5 years to get permission to go to trial. Is that crazy? There has to be a way to move things faster through the justice system. I mean, I think if I were these guys and I were the parents, I would go after every single person I could go after in this. It would be more about validation than, it's not about the money, it's not about any of that. It's more about the validation, because the slander that I think they were slandered terribly. I mean, terribly. How do they, you know, it's like in the newspaper when they come back and they try to do the retractions. Well, when your name is splashed all over the front page, the retraction is so tiny it's on the, you know, page 27. Nobody really sees it. Ridiculous. I mean, this is part of the problem. I hope they get whatever they can get out of this lawsuit. It should have happened a lot sooner. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is.
come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You know, boom. And the teacher set it up that way because we were going to have a lame day where you could just hang out and play kickball or not do very much or, oh, we're going to give you a break today. You get to read books and you get to take naps and you get to do whatever. It was always on Friday. So I blame the teachers. Me personally, I blame the teachers for setting us up that way, that Friday was the fun day. All right, so we're going to talk about vaccines, and joining us now, a woman who has written a book called Vaccine Epidemic. Vaccine Epidemic, I know all about that. Louise Habakis is in the wings. She's joining us from our virtual green room. We have to take the latte out of her hand. Hey, Louise, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
You know what, I was thinking about when you were going to come on this show, that I remember getting vaccines when I was a kid. First, I went to school in Queens, and then we moved to South Jersey. I remember the whole thing about transferring the – I can remember hearing that conversation on the phone, my mother having that with somebody. And I also have the war wounds to prove it because the one vaccination I got left a mark where it had like a little round mark. And sometimes I'll see people with it and I'll think, ah, I bet that they got that vaccine – you know, probably around 1970, 71, 72, probably in that ballpark. But you had to do it, and everybody kept talking about how you had to have this and you had to have that before you went to school. What's the deal with vaccines? I mean, this is just an umbrella question, but your book is called Epidemic. So is there an epidemic with vaccines, right?
Yep, that's right. It's a provocative title, but it asks a serious question because there are a lot of shots. So we use epidemic as an adjective. We say they're prevalent and widespread and unprecedented. And you know what? That shot you're talking about, it's discontinued. It's the smallpox vaccine, and it was discontinued in 71.
Yeah, how interesting. And so that's why I see the common denominator on beaches when I'll see other people that have that same that same thing. So what do you do? You're a parent and your kids have to go to school and you hear about these vaccines and then you get it in your head because that's what you're told you have to do. Wow, this could save my kid's life. I have to do it. But isn't it true that a lot of times it can ruin kids' lives and people don't realize that maybe?
People don't realize that. You know, listen, vaccines protect against disease, but they can take your life and they can also cause massive brain damage and other injuries. So if you look at the package inserts, there's a long list of things that are associated with vaccines.
Yeah, so when we say that, what kind of things are associated with vaccines maybe that people don't realize?
Encephalopathy, brain inflammation, brain damage, neurological problems, anaphylaxis, paralysis, thrombocytopenia, which is hemorrhaging. So it's some pretty serious things.
Boy, no kidding. Well, what do you do if you know, supposedly you think it's a safe thing? What do you do when you don't want somebody listening to us right now says, wow, I didn't realize that. I don't want to have to do that, but they won't let my kid in the school if they don't have their vaccines. What do you do?
Exactly. Well, here's what you do. First of all, we're not anti-vaccine, okay? And I want to say that up front. We are pro-informed consent. We're pro-safety and pro-choice. And we're saying not all vaccines are the same. Not all diseases are deadly. You're able to look at these things and evaluate them one by one. So if you don't want to give some or all shots, there are legal exemptions. They vary by state. So depending on the state where you live, you may be able to get a religious exemption. You may be able to get a philosophical exemption. All states provide a medical exemption, but you need a doctor to say that you really shouldn't get vaccines.
Oh, that might be tough to do, too. You'd have to find a certain kind of doctor, I guess.
Well, that's right. And it's a narrow list. You know, you have to be allergic to ingredients in vaccines. You have to have immunodeficiency disease. I mean, most people aren't going to be able to get a medical exemption.
Yeah. So the upshot of this is that if the vaccines are being overused, I mean, that's a good question. Why are vaccines being overused? Why is that happening?
Well, you know, listen, you and I did not get this many shots and we're still standing, right? There are seven vaccines that we got: DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and polio. But something happened in 1986. We passed a law. Congress protected the vaccine industry. And after 1986, there was a dramatic ramp up in the number of shots. So there's been a threefold increase since then. And it's really been driven by economics. It makes sense for vaccine makers to put the shots on the schedule. They're protected. They don't. They have no legal liability to make safer vaccines.
Yeah. And you said that the difference between how many vaccines were given, let's say 50s, 60s, 80s, even compared with today. How many today?
So today there's 70 doses of 16 vaccines.
Oh. 16 vaccines? How old are the kids when they have to have 16 vaccines?
Okay, well, it's 16 different vaccines, but there's 70 doses, so they're boosters, and it starts within hours of birth.
Oh.
So in the early 90s, we started vaccinating newborn babies right out of the chute.
Boy, that's, I don't know, it just seems a little bit crazy to me. Like you said, you're not anti-vaccination, but what about all these other problems? What happens, I mean, do you just think that parents, I'm sure you've probably talked to some, do you think parents, when something tragic happens, are just blown away by this, like had no idea?
They are blown away because really, the party line is that vaccines are safe, effective, and necessary. It's what all parents do. It's what responsible parents do. And so there's not much dialogue with your pediatrician, your child's pediatrician. And so that's what we want to do is, listen, these things are serious medicine, okay? It's a serious medical intervention. We're saying just be judicious, understand what's at stake. Don't just vaccinate blindly. You know, there's vaccine mandates for chickenpox. Now, I don't know about you, but I got chickenpox when I was a kid. It wasn't pleasant, but I got it, and then I resolved it, and I will never get chickenpox again because I have lifelong immunity. And that's really the way it's supposed to happen. So, you know, chickenpox isn't the same as some of these other diseases. Parents are saying, let us choose, and we will make good decisions for our children. Stop this coercive mandate. Stop coercive medicine.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, once again, we're talking about what's in it for the people who are making the vaccines, and the answer is money. The answer is money. And it goes back to that. How do you weigh this? How many vaccines, how many doses, boosters versus the money factor? And you know about money because in your previous career, that's what you did. So you were with Putnam Investments, right? And you were a corporate VP for Prudential Financial, and whatnot. So you saw, you know, you look at people, look at the financials. They've got stockholders, all that sort of stuff. So in a way, I can imagine there's some pressure there, you think, from the medical side.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, doctors are actually, they are under the gun. If they don't recommend vaccines, they can be liable. So doctors are required to tell parents what the recommended schedule is. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says that this is the way you must do it. Either do it as recommended or you put your child and society at risk.
What would you like to see happen in this case? You know, you've written this book. You're trying to make people aware of this. What do you want to see happen?
You know, we're calling for congressional hearings, and we're telling people that we really need to have a more responsible dialogue. So stop calling us anti-vaccine kooks, because we're not. We're professionals. We're educated. We come from the same place as government and industry and doctors. We want healthy society. We want healthy kids. We want a universal philosophical exemption. Kate, you know, ironically, the states that offer choice actually have higher rates of vaccine compliance than states that don't. And you know why that is? It's because the states that don't have choice, you actually have to choose all or none.
Wow.
And so if you're worried about the chickenpox vaccine or hepatitis B or flu shot, which is mandated in my home state of New Jersey, you actually can't opt out of one or two. You got to take them all, or you take a religious exemption and you don't get any.
Wow. So there's no in between. That's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. Good luck with this, and I hope we do have some congressional hearings on this. There's more of a push for this to make people aware about the choice. That's what I think. Louisa
Abacus,
thanks so much. Vaccine Epidemic, pick it up, Amazon.com, especially if you have children. And like she said, it depends on the state where you are. She gave the great example of New Jersey and then ultimately what people go through. We saw that Jenny McCarthy, who had an autistic kid, talked about the dangers of vaccines, and people started to label her as a nut, a kook, and everything else. And then one of the doctors she got to help her in the cause, of course, they ended up proving some of his work wasn't accurate, and that hurt her. That hurt it a little bit. But I think she was out there trying to tell people, listen, well, we've done some research on this. Be careful. Look at the vaccines and connect the dots as to see what's happening with your child. Scary stuff. When you think you're doing the right thing, ooh, I got to protect my kid. I'm getting all these shots. I'm getting all these doses. And then if something horrific happened, can you imagine? All right, on the flip side, odds and ends. Hang with us.